Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need a lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over.
Welcome to episode 435 of Four Smoking Drone. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, a.k.a. the birthday man himself. Happy birthday to Prime.
Happy birthday, Primo!
Shout out to Tim, Kincaid in the building, staying hot and greasy. But we're talking about training camp recap. These guys are also hot and sweaty and greasy out there. And it's hot out there. I went out cut the grass today. I cut the grass, but you know, tended the yard. I was sweating like a demon.
You love sprinkling in how much of a suburban man you've come. I was out there cutting for real.
That is all I have right now.
Green Thumb Gale coming at you.
Hopefully your man is listening. Maybe I can get some brownie points for doing yard work. Prime knows.
Yeah,
Prime
knows.
Tim don't know because he got desert. But just talking in general about the practice, open practice. There's a whole lot of things that happened over this last weekend. We went to two practices. Then got an opportunity to go to an event with Brandon Graham and Jordan Spector. I'm getting that in a second, but I think the open practice, I'm going to be honest, 50,000 Eagle fans at a open practice. It started off with two women fainting in line, and then Eagle fans, like not all of us are, but some are very impatient, started to do the step over with Allen Iverson. I like this woman was not Tyronn Lue. You cannot just step over people when they pass out. But it was a good vibe. I think Eagle fans, the vibes were right. I think once you start seeing stuff like this on the screen, shout out to Prime. These things gotta happen. You have a great time. The energy's flowing. I caught a video of Nady doing the Dallas Sucks chant. He had the Dallas Sucks Crafty John chain. So it was I thought the vibes were back. But overall, I think it was a good feeling. Evan had a great experience at the camp. Did you?
Awesome time, man. It was an awesome time. I mean, every year it really is. I think that the open practice is such an interesting event because there is a lot of like downtime. There is a lot of time where players are just stretching out and you can't really just sit there and focus on it. But that is really the time that is spent just kind of talking to excited Eagles fans around you. Like that's my favorite part about the entire open practice is like anybody that's down there is a true diehard and they just can't wait for the season to start back up. And everybody is just in the seats, all geeked up, ready to see the new version of what the Philadelphia Eagles are going to look like this year. And there's just a lot of hope, especially this year. The team looks great. Definitely have a few takeaways that from watching individual players within the practice. I think my biggest takeaway, we've talked so much about the wide receivers, Gale. And I mentioned this to you down at the practice, and now there's little whisperings going on in the media. Dark horse candidate for the wide receiver three spot, Britton Covey. Wow. Dude is when I'm sitting there watching the open practice, I don't know how I found myself watching Covey as much as I did. I think it was that I was watching Jalen Hurts, but I'm watching Jalen Hurts, and the one thing I'm seeing is Britton Covey is glued to his hip. Britton Covey is trying to, you know, be around Jalen Hurts as much as possible. And then when he's going out there, he's having some nice catches. He's running some nice routes. I think that he's kind of been an afterthought to a lot of Eagles fans. I think that if you still look at just the frame that he has, it really feels unlikely for him to have that NFL body and to be able to fill the shoes of that. But, I mean, as an early camp story, I think Britton Covey shouldn't be slept on in that wide receiver three spot. We know what he brings to the table as far as a return game. I think he has a pretty good shot of making this team, honestly.
Pete Nathan is having a heart attack. Someone follow. Find out where he is.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes in the comments. I really appreciate you guys. Yeah, man, it was a great event. You know what I mean? I think we can all agree that when we go to this event every year, our expectations get higher and higher, goals that we try to accomplish. And, you know, we Gale started off the day with running to the location, almost re-injuring his ACL again.
Yeah, he got no ACL.
Yeah, he's
I got nothing.
Whatever was left of it, I know a piece of meat that's keeping it together. Yeah, he almost lost that. But you know, then of course with my quad injury, I was like trying to be seconds behind him. We got our seats. It was a great event. Made it on the screen. Nady did his thing with the chant. A lot of people met up with us at that location. It was fun, man. Covey stood out. He really did. I mean, I know you brought that to our attention that he was by Jalen Hurts' hip like throughout the whole night and everything. And you know, since you had brought it to our attention, I kind of focused on it as well. And then as you can see him hitting some of the routes, he was making some pretty decent catches. But you know, here I am going to say, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, but I have to. I got to see the man do that against the actual defense. You know what I'm saying? And I'm all with you. Hey, listen, I'm not going to go ahead and knock him. If he goes ahead and has the potential of being wide receiver three, he definitely deserves it. He's been here long enough, you know what I mean? And he tries to accomplish that goal year in and year out, and this might be the year to finally go ahead and do it. So if he could go ahead and do that against these upcoming defenses that we're going to be playing, hey, bro, more props to him, for real. But other than that, yeah, it was a great event, great night, definitely hot as hell. I know if my kids and my wife would have been there, it would have been complaints the whole damn time. So I'm kind of glad they kind of like stuck it out at home under the AC. Great night overall.
Sounds dope, bro. One thing I did see, I wasn't there. I was there in spirit.
I felt you in spirit. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, shout out to King DV, man. He had like a little showing going on, so that's why I was watching it. And I was watching a lot of it on Twitter. Uh-huh. And you got the three of you guys were there. Did I witness a lot of Dallas Goedert featured in the office?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Like, I was so like,
yo, I was pretty much the entire red zone offense, yeah. It felt like.
Okay, all right. Because
well, he had three touchdowns. I was going to say, there was one play that I'm like, I'm going to take note of this play where they fake it to Barkley. And Goddard goes in motion. He comes behind the, after the snap, after the fake handoff, and then he does a little flare out. I can see that working. Like, I mean, Barkley at the goal line, Jalen, what's going on? And then you sneak a little Goddard in.
Yeah, Goddard's an afterthought at that point.
Okay, guys, right? So needless to say, isn't that wide receiver three right there? There's only one ball going around.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that that's kind of what we anticipated going into last year. I mean, that was something that Hollis really was hammering home last year, is that, you know, AJ and Smitty were going to be wide receivers one and two, and Dallas Goedert was going to fill in as that third wide receiver role, and there was not really going to be much else to go around. But I don't know. I feel like that's the type of thing we expect out of Dallas Goedert every year, and whether it be through injury or just the offense going in a different way, it ends up not, you know, showing those numbers each year. But to be devil's advocate for myself, I 100% agree with everything that you said, Tim, and that I saw so much to Dallas Goedert in that open offense, in that open practice. And it seems like, to my naked eye, that they want to get him a lot more involved in the game this year. So I'll buy back in.
My thing with practice is they're not showing you anything. They're not really giving you, they're really not trying to show off the formations. They're really not trying to even tackle. So, you know, if, in football, when they don't really tackle, they call a thud. So it's not a real, like, you know, and Sirianni spoke about some of the plays where, you know, Jalen broke loose for a touchdown. Like, he's like, yeah, he probably got tackled. It's great for the fans. The vibes were great. I think just the vibes were overall great. And you got to see some offense. The big play was A.J. Brown on one of a go route. Yeah, that was nice. I think overall, you know, you got to see them run around, which is, you know, I don't know if it was enough for Prime to get a Saquon Barkley jersey yet.
But it was enough. I was going to ask you that.
It was enough to get the juices flowing.
I will say, though, in the vein of Saquon Barkley, I'm not sure if you guys happened to catch that video of, like, him just kind of taking it all in at the open practice. But I feel like when they say a picture says 1,000 words, like, that video kind of felt like that. Like, the way he's just kind of, his body language and the way he's looking around, he's like, you know, I'm not playing for no shit team that nobody cares about anymore. Like, this is the real deal.
He said that John was crazy, actually.
Yeah.
Shit team indeed. You know what I mean? Shit team indeed. Yeah, man. I mean, look, want to go ahead and tell you that I've been waiting to see that man in the Eagles jersey. I finally had the opportunity to see it live. A couple of the comments asking about what do the legs look like in real life. I mean, look, from the little bit of distance that we were away, bro, those things are tree trunks, man. They're like, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous, man. I mean, I'm like, God damn. But listen, one, he definitely looked good in the green. Two, the runs that he was making looked real good. The cuts he was making looked real good. I got excited. I got excited to see the man finally in the jersey. And, you know, that was one thing that I was eyeing as soon as I got there. And, you know, getting the privilege to finally see him. And I mean, it definitely settled things for me. But Saquon right now, you know, and then of course, if you guys saw the interview with him yesterday at the practice, you know, he's not all about himself, man. He's all about spreading the love with the ball, you know what I mean? Yeah. Knowing that one game might be AJ, Devontae, one game might be Dallas, Goddard. Right. One day it might be him. One day it might be Jalen taking it all, you know what I mean? But he's all about that. Like, he's good, you know what I mean? So he's good with it. So as long as, you know, he understands, I mean, that plays a big part. Mm-hmm. Somebody's making a comment about my audio. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're a little echoing.
You sound
like Optimus Prime. You sound like Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Roll out.
But no, he's talking about Saquon. Before we get off the topic of it, I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about just the eye test. And Saquon Barkley doesn't need to pass the eye test. He's Saquon freaking Barkley. But when I saw him at the open practice, it was more so like I was just looking at his quick cuts, the way he moved. And I'm sitting there thinking, my first thought was, I don't remember a guy making cuts like that since LeSean McCoy. And so to see Saquon Barkley just moving as explosively as he does, like, that was exciting to see, dude. I don't know if you guys felt the same way.
I have a question because you guys were there. Mm-hmm. John Ross, how'd he look?
Oh, not gonna make, Jaylen not gonna make did, the Jaylen team, bro. Well, not gonna make the team.
I
counted like three drops in that practice alone.
Well, then again, today he left the field on a cart. They didn't say exactly what happened to him, but he did leave on a cart. I do think if we're gonna get into some like notes and start talking about some of the training camp notes, I think when you talk about Britton Covey. You talk about Wilson, Anaya Smith, Campbell, who's dealing with a groin injury now. And then it's really they have to go get somebody. Like, I think it's imperative now. I think you can't keep playing around. Like, I know Britton Covey, you know, I'm a big stan of Britton Covey. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying going to the season, we're talking about the back end depth. They have to start figuring out who is going to step up. At least somebody. I know they probably have Julio Jones on speed dial, maybe. I don't know. There's got to be other options out there that they're thinking about. I just think that's one thing that I'm looking at. I'm like, the depth really needs to be addressed.
I mean, I've been kind of shooting for the stars, in my opinion, with Ty Lockett. But, like, would you bring in a guy like – remember Russell Gage? Like, as a wide receiver,
he just signed today.
He just signed.
He just signed with Baltimore today.
I was gonna say that would be like a low risk kind of medium reward.
Type we know we mentioned that weeks ago, but he just got picked up today.
You know who I've been thinking of? I mean, what about Jarvis Landry?
You know what I mean? Tires on him at the very least.
Hunter Renfro.
Somebody.
I honestly think they're probably gonna go back to Julio, bro. But I would kick the tires on those three players that we both.
If there's a silver lining with bringing Julio back, it in my opinion is Johnny Wilson. And if Johnny Wilson can kind of craft his game and try and take some tips from Julio Jones and apply that to his big body the same way Julio did. I mean, obviously Johnny Wilson's not Julio Jones, but if he could take some tips from him, that could.
Yeah, but I feel like Johnny Wilson is more of a red zone threat. But like in, you know, the meat and potatoes inside the game, Julio's not going to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be somebody. He moves the needle a little bit. I know he's aging, but you know, I just think you need another wide receiver because one of those guys goes down. I mean,
I'm not Slim Pickens. I'm not against bringing Julio back. You know, with the fact that we got a new offensive coordinator now, if you're going to bring him back, you got to utilize him way better than what we did last year. That's all I ask. I am definitely not, you know, against it, but as long as we utilize him way more, what our intentions were when we first heard of him coming onto the team last year, and we didn't get that. I just hope that, you know, if they do go that route, they definitely go ahead and, you know, give him more plays or include him into more plays.
Well, my thing is, like, even if we do say Julio Jones, not like he's trash. Like, you know, the way that, you know, like Rakshak's, God forbid. Like, I mean, come on. He's Julio. He'll give you some serviceable snaps. We're not really trying to get too much out of the, you know, squeeze too much out of the lemon. He's got some juice left in him. But talking about, like, some of the rookies, you know, we've heard some good things about Will Shipley over the last couple practices. And when Saquon was missing practice, got some good reps in. But this last practice, God forbid, Rat Shack, leaving Will Shipley on an island to block has been an issue. Everyone had their way with Shipley like it was Burger King because you know, like he had a problem blocking. And again, if you're trying to be a third down back and you want to block for some guy that just got paid umpteen millions guaranteed at quarterback, you're not going to be on the field if you can't block. And then again, it's a rookie thing, you know, he'll come along. But some guy who did dominate in blocking, Saquon Barkley, go get his jersey now.
You got to go get a prop.
I'm on it. You know what I mean? I'm on it. Like I said, you know, I'm going to stay to my word. If that man breaks 200 on that Green Bay game, the next day, I'm going to go buy it.
We talk about Kelly Green or Midnight Green?
Oh, I don't know, man. Me and Jerry, I was still up in the air about that. Still up in the air about that.
Shout out.
Kelly Green.
I got to get this off. Yeah. Shout out to Gail for going to the team store and FaceTiming me. Appreciate you for that. I'm still laughing at the OVO for 50% off, though. I'm still laughing at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that's funny as hell, considering they were playing the Kendrick, the Not Like Us, inside the stadium for the practice, and then they're selling OVO 50% off in the Eagle version.
That's, I still can't believe that fitted hat was $88, man. That's wild.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Talking about some of the blocking reps, you know who else got dominated? Devin White got he couldn't get past Saquon. Saquon had his day. But Alfredis, I actually just watched this video. Y'all fellas, go check out Devin White on the Pivot Podcast. He shed some light on what really happened. What's up, guy? Keep the content flowing? Yes, we will. It was interesting. He kind of mentioned that he got injured playing the Eagles. It was on a play versus Jordan Mulata, and he hurt his foot. He had a mild sprain, actually tried to play through it, but he ended up just – it made it worse throughout the season. So he said he was not healthy throughout the season, ended up having a talk with the coach where he had to sit out. You know, he couldn't play. Because it was not good for the team at the moment. Like he said, there was a play where people were putting all over socials about what's his name, Minshew cutting him down on the goal line and getting in the end zone. He's like, yeah. Once I knew that, he's like, I couldn't even change direction with my foot. So, but he's been Devin White. Said he's had a great camp. What do you guys think about Devin White right now?
I mean, I'm over the moon, man. I'm so excited to have a guy that, like, I mean, Devin White is just like Saquon Barkley, one of those guys that I've watched from afar in his career and have always liked his game, have always kind of, you know, wanted him on my team. And now that he's here, like, yeah, I'm hoping for a bounce back season, but I also am anticipating him becoming a locker room guy and a leader very early. And I think that, like, I know that he had mentioned that in that Pivot podcast, talking about having that group chat with AJ and with Jalen, and, you know, just kind of being a part of that inner circle, the trust tree of the team. That's big. They recognize his leadership abilities, and I think that he's going to do a great job in the middle of the field, as well as training up these younger linebackers like Jeremiah Trotter Jr. to get up to, you know, pro level.
I mean, his attitude coming onto the field plays a big part. I mean, we can all agree that this is a definite upgrade from what we were dealing with in the past year. So, you know, Devin White coming onto the squad and starting off the offseason and training camp on a good note, I mean, it's big. And like you said, man, the leadership is definitely going to play a big role, especially coming from where he was at in Tampa Bay doing his thing over there and then swinging, you know, all that over here is going to be huge, something that we definitely need. And, you know, seeing him Thursday night at the open practice, he was pretty much like all over the field. And, you know what I mean? And I think that it was at times they were trying to get him off the field and he was telling them, no, I want to stay on. Like that means a lot. You know what I mean? That just goes to show the guys over there, you know, trying to give it his all. So it was big. It was definitely big.
Mr. Kramer, shout out to West Coast Hoop Nation in the building. He says, how was Jalen's been flying high. You know, this is how many weeks of practices? How many practices in a row now? Jalen has yet to throw an interception. He's been getting high praise from Kellen Moore and making good decisions. And the beat writers will also back up the thought of, like, Jalen hasn't been – it's not like he's been, like, not say risky, but he's been throwing balls up there. While we were at camp, we saw him hit on multiple crossers. But he's been efficient with the ball.
Yeah. I also think if you're just also talking about the attitude and, you know, things that have kind of floated around in the media of people questioning his relationship with Sirianni and all that, like, how many practices in a row are we seeing now? Dude, they're having a time on Big Dom's new golf cart, bro. Yeah, they're just rolling around. I was like, "What's getting done? Y'all just going to the smoke session and coming back after?"
Big Dom is like, I'm telling you, man, that dude got, you know, like they say, you know, Nady got that aura. You see Nady walking around randomly. He's like, bro, that dude got some aura to him. Big Dom got some aura. Like whatever he does right now is whatever he touches is gold. He got an opportunity. Again, shout out to Jordan Spector. The event was crazy. It was a great event. It was very, very intimate. Like, it was very cool. Big Dom showed up, and it was like BG was signing stuff, you know, signing the card. But Big Dom, next thing you know, everyone's, hey, Big Dom, could you sign this? And Big Dom's like, I'm working here. I'm working here. But Big Dom, his golf cart is pimped out. That is pretty sick.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty sick golf cart. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, but why do they have him in the? Why is he all the way in the back of his own golf cart?
Dude, I noticed that too. I think he's just that big a dude that, like, if the option is he has to sit with someone, he's just taking the whole seat to himself.
Nah, but you know what I love about this camp around this time is you see the top teams in the NFC, right? You see, like, let's go, for instance, the 49ers. Drama for your mama. You know what I'm saying? You got Ayuk. He wants out. He might be getting traded. The Cowboys, CD, he's not even in camp. You know, they put him on the injured reserve. And then you got other teams that are having all this drama. And then we had drama that was created by media. I'm not going to say no specific names, but you see it now, and it's quiet. And it's all about their focus right now. Their focus on what is at hand and what needs to be done for this upcoming season. Because like they said last, you know, a couple weeks ago, yo, it's supposed to be easy. Nah, we turning this up because ain't nothing sweet over here, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that.
Let me ask you guys a question. I want to know if you are reading the tea leaves the same way that I am, or maybe I just am thinking too much into it. I don't know. I feel like from what we've heard a lot of the time is that it's been a great camp so far. I feel like I am hearing that the offense is kind of dominating the defense. Like the offense has been having its way with the defense. Where are your guys' heads at with that? Is our offense that good that we're just overpowering people, or is this defense something that we need to keep in the back of our mind?
I think our offense is dominating, especially like AJ and Jalen Hurts. The connection has been super crispy. I know a lot of beats. Kempski was talking about like that is like an automatic And as much as we talk about the slant being a slant route, with A.J. Brown, the possibility of yak is always there. I feel like, you know, at times we're just like, if you could just hit A.J. in stride, like for instance, like last year, I was like, why could we not hit him in stride? Early on in the season, it was hitting, but then it was just like, you know, what happened at the end of the season? Mm-hmm. But I do think that has been automatic. I think you talk about Devontae Smith routing up our corners, even though Quinyon is telling Devontae that the route is trash. Mm-hmm. I think that needs to be a thing. The route is trash. Makes me laugh every time I hear that. I still think our defense needs to get their bearings. You know, still working some things out. But what do you think?
I mean, it's something that you definitely want to go ahead and pay attention to, because it's like you always question it. If one is better than the other one, then you have your doubts about that one that's not, you know, keeping up the par. At this point, I don't know, man. It's just like I just still feel like it's too early to call. It's like you want to go ahead and think that everything is fine, but then you just start seeing how much the offense dominated. I mean, but going back to the open practice, offense was dominating in that first part of the night. You know what I mean? Where I think they were like, you know, they kept the touchdown scores and they were up like 8-0, but then you saw the defense started coming back on them. And I think they finished it out. They finished the night at like 8-6. So it's just like, are they just kind of like laid back right now? Maybe they have the injury bug in the back of their mind. Like they don't want to go full throttle because they don't want to go to hurt anything. You know, it's just like, you think about stuff like that, but I think the question needs to be asked when we start, you know, the preseason, start seeing a little bit more against other offenses, other teams, then we should start worrying. But, I mean, I'm seeing some of the comments, like, of course, Pete with his negativity, you know what I mean, saying our defense is trash. Like,
no, but, I mean, if we're going to look at the silver lining of it, this is the same team that a couple weeks ago Jalen Hurts was on camera talking about, you know, 95% of the offense is new, blah, 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 blah. And there was a lot of people that were saying, you know, oh, my God, is this going to be too hard to learn? If the offense is dominating, like, that is a great sign for Kellen Moore's offense right now. Like, I am feeling very hopeful about just I think what is talking me off of a ledge is just the fact of the coordinators that we have. And that's exactly why we had that episode a few weeks ago about like the biggest changes this season. Coordinators were number one for me, because while we're sitting here talking about the defense needs to step it up, ultimately in the back of my mind, I'm sitting here thinking Vic Fangio was our defensive coordinator. It's not Sean Desai. It's not going to be Matt Patricia halfway through the year. We got Vic Fangio, who's a legitimate defensive coordinator in this league with veterans underneath of him. I think they're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Antonio Holmes.
I think so too. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Oh, I completely agree with you. And like, I don't know if you guys seen the Vic Fangio conference. It's all about fundamentals. Cause there was times last year that our players, and when they get to that level, they forget about the fundamentals, forget about the tackling. I mean, did you see, I don't know if you guys see it, Jake Elliott and tackling, you know what I mean? Tackling and drill. Like, that's the type of stuff that you need to pay attention to when you see that, okay, we have this defense, this is what we're going to do. Hey, we're not going to just be looking at the X's and O's. We're going to look at the fundamentals of being a football, of being a great football team. The little things, they matter. I mean, that's the thing, but like when greatness, you talk about greatness, talk about Tom Brady. Tom Brady pays attention to all the small things. Like, that's like,
yeah,
you got to think about that, man.
Now, Antonio, he had a comment up. He was asking about Nia Smith and Hunt. I think Nia Smith is coming along slowly. There's little things I'm checking for, you know, just running through, you know, catching a punt and like sprinting, like the extra little seasoning and sauce that you got to put as a rookie. I'm just, you know, again, I'm being hard dad right now because, you know, I expect a lot from him in terms of giving us something of a yak ability and special teams wise. But I think Hunt, from everything that people have been talking about, you know, Vic Fangio mentioned, he said, you know, he is showing signs of where he's come from. He's like, it's not the team that, you know, you were playing for in college. It's a whole different beast. But the athleticism, he showcased that. So he's above the curve right now where he's at. I like what I have seen from him so far.
It's really a shame that the Cooper DeJean injury, man. It's just such a pivotal point in, like, it doesn't feel like it is because it's just the beginning of August, but this is really the time where the foundation is set and guys, you know, start to build that chemistry and just figure out where everybody is going to be spatially for the rest of the year. So it's really stinks that, especially in a rookie year, that he's missing this training camp time. Cause I do think that it's going to really hinder his performance for the entire first season, I think.
I was actually thinking about that myself, man. Just seeing him at the open practice, walking into the sidelines, like, I can't even imagine what's going through his head. I mean, I'm seeing the fun these guys are having. I'm seeing the plays that are being called. I'm seeing the adrenaline that's running through these guys. And that kid has to sit there and, like, in pain, you know what I mean? I know we were talking about the injury. You know, I'm kind of dealing with something similar to what he's got. But, like, he's an every down player, you know what I mean? Here, I'm playing baseball, something totally different. So, I'm aggravated just being, you know, not being able to play. And I can just imagine what he's going through, especially the fact that, you know, we drafted him high. The expectations were high on him. You know, the crowd at the Eagles autism was hyping him up. And then here, you know, we get the news that he had an injury at training at one of the camps. It's just like, damn. And I'm really hoping for a speedy recovery for this kid. And you can just see that he's like the agony that's going through, that's in him right now, just to get back on that field and play with those boys.
Lumini said he was at camp. He said last night had a chuckle, wondering if Saquon was used to having lanes that open. Bro, it's going to be like a highway compared to what he's used to. I think Lane Johnson opened these lanes. But I'm going to be honest here. I'm trying to figure out Tyler Steen back to practice after dealing with an ankle. Mekhi Becton getting first team reps with Tyler Steen working his way back in. But, you know, I just feel like.
Do you feel that tension between them? Like, I don't know if you feel the same way I do, but I feel like I heard that, like, you know, Mekhi Becton coming back and then all of a sudden Tyler Steen was, you know, ready to go. I feel like these guys definitely feel the pressure of the competition of fighting for this spot right now. And, like, I love that these guys are all in on the competition.
It's funny you say that, because if you looked at all the beat writers that have been in camp, they're saying right guard has been a mess ever since Tyler Steen has been out. Because when he was out, it was Becton. And then they just been trying to, like, fill bodies in there when Becton is being moved around. So, I agree with you on that one.
I just think, you know, we have to figure something. It's still early in camp. You know, I do want to see what we got in, you know, the backups, the depth. I heard Evan's acting counterpart, isn't really standing out like he does on stage when he's doing monologues with you.
Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Gil, the key thing that you said, man, it is just still too early. Like, I think, you know, we just kind of like need to pump the brakes a little bit on, you know, some of the negativity. It's just still too early. There's a lot of competition out there. And Evan, back to the comment that you just made, man, like, I'm definitely never against, you know, two people fighting for a spot. You know what I mean? You want to bring the best out of each other. That's that's what you look for. You know what I mean? So when you got a bunch of people, you know, when there's a lot of depth in one certain position, I'm not mad at it, because it should definitely bring out the best out of every single one of them. And whatever it takes to go ahead and get that spot, you're going to get it out of everybody. So I'm always for that.
Do you guys think that there's any sort of urgency with finally selecting a guy, though? Because, I mean, I've heard that Lane Johnson had kind of made a statement talking about, like, it would be nice to know who is actually going to be to the left of him, just so that he could start to get valuable reps with that person going into the season. So do you guys think that there is that Jeff Stoutland has a soft date in his mind that he's like, I need to have a decision so that we could have some continuity before the season?
I think Steen's got, he's just got to ask, he has to get healthy in some aspect to show, you know, what he's got. You know, obviously he's been penciled in. We've been talking about him being penciled in, but the fact that Becton is, you know, I mean, I've seen Becton dominate, but I'm wondering what his play is like at guard. I know a couple of beats were asking Jalen about, does it matter having, you know, a bigger guard like that? Like, you know, it'd be nicer to have a smaller guard that you could throw over. Mm-hmm. But right. At his size, you know, and we've already heard all the stuff about him not throwing over the middle. Would that hinder? I mean, you know, I think things will be different this year with Jalen on the move and play action.
And I'll tell you one thing that I feel strangely confident about. Is Cam Jurgens. I think that we're good at center, man. I really feel confident with Cam Jurgens. I know that I I'm not at all sitting here saying he's the next Jason Kelce. I think he's the next Cam Jurgens. But I think
serviceable.
I think he's more than serviceable. I
you
think
can
he's
see
good.
Better yeah. than see, that.
You can see how relaxed he was, especially at the open practice. Like,
he looks like he put on some bulk too. Like, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
He's being him. I love that.
That's it. That's the key thing. He is definitely just being him. Nice, relaxed, cool, yeah. Mellow. I mean, and hey, no, you don't see the nerves. You don't see the nerves.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what haircut is that? Because he grew it out. He's got the mullet.
Oh, he's got like curly mullet.
The
fame,
curls. Yes, he's being him.
This is in the front.
Not me again, right?
Oh, party in the back.
Just making sure you're asking that.
The Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt special.
Hey, I got a hairline. I got a hairline.
I mean, that shit don't matter, man. Make sure that question.
Carl says, you guys seem like y'all sleep. Football's here Friday. Let's go. Hey, I just told Aaron. A couple of days ago, I said, you know, we were baking in the sun on Monday. We were baking in the sun on Thursday. And then I was out Saturday, out Saturday, taking photos. It's been a long week. It has been a long week.
Did you offer your hip to the Red Bull and football gods, though? That's a sacrifice I make around here.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes you gotta take one for the team. I'm geeked. Don't let this fool you.
I think that you guys are misinterpreting that. I took that as Carl saying that we eat, breathe, and sleep football, as in like
we're right. Okay, I see where you're going.
Eat,
sleep.
Carl can go ahead and explain how he's really asking the question.
Maybe I'm wrong. You guys seem like y'all sleep. Football here Friday. Let's go. Yeah, I think I'm wrong. Shut up, Carl. I'm fucking hyped.
Hey, Ev. While we're at it, can we get an update on the medical?
Yeah, if I can find the banner.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
I mean, might as well give you the...
Talk amongst yourselves. So breaking news in the world of injuries. I'm still looking for the thing here, Gail. So we've got ourselves.
Oh man, you gotta stop, bro.
I got it. Oh, you made it a ticker. Anyway, did not practice today. We got Oren Burks with a knee injury. Paris still. Campbell is nursing a groin injury. CJ GJ still working on that shoulder. Mekhi Garner. Didn't even know he was still on the team. Hamstring. Brandon Smith has a concussion. And then at a limited capacity because of illness, we had Cam Jurgens. Tyler Steen because of his ankle. Austin Watkins also because of illness. And more on Gardner Johnson. He ended up leaving early on Monday. So keeping an eye on that. He worked on a side field with the trainer and, you know, watched the practice next to Sidney Brown, who's still on the PUP. His injury is not to be considered a long-term one. John Ross. I think the John Ross thing is interesting because, you know, he's dealing with this injury. And then on top of that, I think it's been a less than impressive camp so far. So
he's had some moments. Yes. He's had some moments.
Okay.
Yeah. He had no moments that Thursday night. Yeah, I mean, when Evan brought that to our attention about the drop, we all got to admit, it was like we were keeping our eyes on him for kind of like the rest of the night. And then, you know, there was no like positive coming out of it. Like he ended up having two more drops. I saw one actual bad route run from him.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh shit.
I think too, another kind of I was telling my girlfriend as we were there, I was listing off jersey numbers. I was like, this is who we're keeping an eye on. One of them that I said, N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe, this, you need to show me something this year, bro. It's make it or break it time. And not that impressed, man. Not that impressed right now.
What did you get out of his body language?
Out of it. Like just disinterested. And it feels like the Miles Jack thing all over again, dude.
It can't be that bad.
I'm not going that bad, but it's reminiscent. That's checked out. But I think that if there's one thing that's positive in a bad situation, I think that Vic Fangio, I appreciate the transparency that he has with it. I mean, Vic Fangio in his press conference, I'm not sure if it was today or yesterday, talk about how, you know, he had a great start to his camp and then Thursday kind of took a step backwards. And, you know, he's at least being upfront and honest about what's happening, bro. Which is just feels refreshing compared to what it's been recently, where it's just.
I love that about Vic.
Yeah, I do as well.
He's honest. He's really honest. Love it.
My thing with Dean, it's not. I think it's just he's pushing. I think it's all he has to do is have a good couple preseason games. He's had some flashes in camp. It's not like he hasn't done anything. My thing is, it's just a matter of right now. Zach Bond is getting all the rage right now. He's getting all the looks. Mm-hmm. Sirianni's talking about his toughness. And this is very true in terms of like taking on blocks. He's been taking on those blocks and showcasing that toughness.
Do you guys feel confident between Bawn and Devin White just there in itself?
I got to see Bawn in action. You know, what does that look like? But if Dean hasn't done enough to get, you know, they're mixing and matching. You know, they're putting him at sometimes, but overall, the look of it is Devin White and Bond at this moment. Dean's been getting praised for looking good as a run defender and a blitzer at this moment. But he's not, we're talking about in coverage, because we already knew this, but like, how is he in coverage? Because I really think that's where the big separator is. If he can't be that guy in coverage they want, then, you know, on third down, are they going to have him on the field? You know, we'll see.
I'm just interested in who's going to be rocking that green dot on the helmet.
Devin White, I think.
Yeah.
It's a Devin White show right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the way the money's set up, that tells you where the money is at.
I think he's going to get extended after the season.
To Devin White?
Because he's hungry. Yeah, he's hungry, bro. He's going to get extended. He's hungry.
I'm just really disappointed about the whole N'Kobe Dean thing, man. Like, I mean, we all four of us were excited about the fact that he joined the team and we picked him. And then it was just like, I don't know. I mean, like, he can't be mad at us because of the, he can't be mad at us because of the injuries. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta take care of your body a little bit more. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I like where he's at, like in the situation that he's at in terms of competing. Like, they're not saying, like, you gotta. Sometimes coaches will put you in a situation where they're gonna stress you in the fact that they're making you show you something. Like, if not, then, you know, sometimes I'll put a player in front of you to drive that out of you sometimes. Like it's gotta be annoying as shit. But that's the way it goes. Like, you gotta show something.
It's a business. And they just signed Shaq Quarterman yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, from Jacksonville, Miami Hurricane, hard hitter.
Primes.
More of a special teams guy. Yeah, he's Primes guy. That's why I said Hurricane, right? Prime. But this is one thing I can say is, yo, this is it, man. Like, it's not given to you. Your position's not going to give it to you. You got to earn it. You know what I'm saying?
Gail, I don't want to have to call you out like this, but I got to call you out like
this. Yes, here we go.
I need you to tell me. This is the face you made the moment N'Kobe Dean got onto our team years ago. So how are you happy with where N'Kobe Dean is right now he's still fighting for a spot?
You didn't understand what I was saying. I'm happy that they're putting him in the situation where they're pushing him. Like, you're not getting anything for – like, regardless of where you were drafted or whatever, like, you can't make this team on the sideline. So, you know, I'm happy where, you know, he's not offered the starting gig. Like, you know, like last season it was like, N'Kobe Dean's going to be started, blah, 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 blah. I feel like right now he has competition. And again, I'm not even sold yet on who is beside Devin White right now. And then you got Jeremiah Trotter getting some first team rep.
Like, rep, yeah, for sure.
And when people were like, well, if we get, you know, Jeremiah Trotter in the draft, and I said, well, if you bring in Jeremiah Trotter, that means to me that, you know, I could see Jeremiah Trotter succeeding more in coverage than N'Kobe Dean. I was like, he could be N'Kobe Dean, but actually be better in coverage than N'Kobe Dean. So that's where, we'll see, man. I mean, Oren Burks hasn't really been around to showcase what he's got. So,
Has he even suited up yet? He got injured
fairly early.
Zach Cunningham's out there waiting.
Zach Cunningham is not a bad option, but obviously when you're trying to stay cheap, like how he does with the linebackers, they threw money at Devin White. That's enough for you to be like, they threw money at Devin White for the love.
Was it 3.5, right? It's 3.5
for the love of God. But let's move right along to the cornerback depth chart. Right now it's looking like Isaiah Rogers. Today he was the first outside corner up outside of opposite Darius Slay, and Quinyon Mitchell was the first team nickel cornerback. So, you know, obviously this has been something that we've seen over the last couple practices. Isaiah Rogers' love is real. I think if you're thinking about the way that our cornerbacks are set up, you know, and the fact that Fangio talked about Quinyon Mitchell being – it's a bonus that he could actually play inside. They said not that they still love him at corner on the outside, but him with the ability to showcase that he can play on the inside is a bonus. I feel like you have out of those three guys, I think those are your best options for juice.
Well, let's talk about your son, man. I mean, your son is
there. Yeah, get back here. He talks on an everyday basis,
he's surprising that coaching staff with something new, and I love it. And I mean, like, you hear him talking the trash that he's talking, especially to our key wide receivers. Like, that's ballsy. Like, you're coming into the squad already with that attitude and everything. Like, I love it. I love that. I love the adrenaline that the kid has. Going back to Isaiah Rogers, bro, like, we all can agree that's been the sleeper of the offseason. Like, picking him up, has just been like, I don't know, man. Like we've been spoiled with that one, because like he's just coming out of nowhere with his athleticism, and you know he could do everything, and he's key. And I really think that he's just going to be like the surprise of the season.
But I've heard about a lot about Isaiah Rodgers versus the Kelee Ringo talk. They said that Isaiah Rodgers is a lot more instinctual, the way that he's looking out there. Kempski did note that he said that he has noticed that Rodgers has been taking some of these bite fakes, and he said that he likes to gamble, no pun intended. But he said, I've heard from other beats talking about Ringo. Just, you know, we talked about that stiffness that we saw in space. And they said that Isaiah Rodgers much more of a natural when it comes to that. But I think having Isaiah Rodgers in the mix, I think he's been a breath of fresh air after going through all that he's gone through. Devin White spoke about Isaiah Rodgers. He got in front of the team and spoke to the team about his situation, which is, I think it was kind of cool that he's being transparent about where he was coming from last year. The fact that football was taken away, and that he's like, I'm not going to be mad that, you know, I'm not going to say the Colts cut me for no, and he's like, I'm here for a reason. So I like how he's approached that.
I mean, you got to also look at it as like, he's kind of addressing the rest of the league of people who have gotten into situations. When you're given a second chance, like he's being given right now, you got to take advantage of it. You got to make the best of it. And I think that's definitely on the back of his mind. So, I mean, I'm happy on how he's, you know, his attitude about the whole situation and the fact that Devin White went ahead and addressed it. And, you know, like they keyed in on it, and, you know, they're actually like just overlooking it and staying focused on, hey, here he is, given a second chance. He's doing his thing. We got to go ahead and, you know, support him throughout this whole thing.
Don't be Josh Gordon.
You're right. You know, the second chance right here, I feel that he knows what's at stake. He apologized. He said it'll never happen again. I'm hoping the whole betting situation with the NFL just makes no sense to me. But what it is, what it is, right? But what I like from Rodgers is the competitiveness, and just the our corner depth is just crazy. I love it. The only thing I'm a little concerned about is that safety position, and we'll get on to that. I don't want to jump the conversation.
Well, I mean, I'll bring up the safety depth right now with no CJ, GJ. Reed Blankenship and Avante Maddox were the top safeties today.
Yeesh.
On Monday, James Bradbury was bumped up to the first team. After that first period today, they did have – some mixing and matching with younger guys playing. And I know Sam out of LSU came up with a nice little pick as well. But I think when you just the first part of what I said, the fact that Avante is your starting safety and Bradbury on Monday was your starting first, it's just like Justin Simmons is out
Thank
there.
You.
Yeah,
just make it
your stomach and nuts.
Diggs just got signed, right, with Jamal Adams, right? They just teamed them up. Come on.
I just want to bring somebody that speaks the Fangio language in.
Thank you.
Just now.
I mean, there's been no biters on him so far, and I think if you're taking anything away from Howie's draft in the, like, he's not afraid to be patient. And I think that Howie genuinely believes that he can wait out on Justin Simmons and potentially still bring him in here for absolute bottom dollar when Justin Simmons starts to sweat thinking that he's not going to get signed. I think this is Howie just playing the long game, honestly.
I just think, again, like bringing in guys.
Like he signed CJ GJ the first time in August, which is.
Well, I know obviously you got to look what you got, look what you have. And if they know that he speaks the language of Fangio, okay, that's cool. Wait a little bit. If they got a little handshake deal, like, all right, we'll bring you in. We'll get back with you right before you know, does he want to come into camp? A lot of these veterans are like, ah, I'm good on camp. Just bring me in when you bring me in. But I just feel like you're going to have to address something sooner or later.
Do you guys feel nervous about just having open auditions with former cornerbacks for the other safety position? Because honestly, that doesn't make me feel too
good. Yeah. Coming left on stage, we have James Bradbury.
We'll let you know.
No, I mean, yeah, we got a lot of versatility. I mean, you got Avante, versatile, slot, whatever, play outside.
But like we've already tried that experiment with Avante, and now this is an aged Avante. We tried Avante at safety before, and our takeaway was he excels in the slot. That's where he belongs, is as a slot corner. And now to put him back at safety, I feel like we're going to get the same result.
You can't count on him. You can't count on him. He has injuries as well. Injury
prone.
Yeah.
We hate to say it. Shout out to
shout out Nady. Shout out Steve.
Nady.
Steve is waiting in the parking lot right now.
He literally is.
Facts.
And then Prime will have to say, hey, man, don't talk to Evan like that. Pete Nathan says, y'all think they put Rodgers on special team assignments like punt return? I say probably kick return. Yeah. Again, do we have to mention to you, Pete, about Britton Covey? Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Guy's main role in the team is returning.
Pete, he's still
wrapping his head around the fact that he's going to make the team. But if Pete, let's honestly look at the wide receivers right now. Like beyond AJ and Devontae, it's not that deep. You're telling me if we keep, what do you think? Five wide receivers, probably. Yeah, what do we usually keep? Four or five wide receivers.
Five.
He's going to respect.
Covey's the top five, dude. Covey's the top five wide receiver on this team. He's going to
respect the name, Evan. Yeah. I guarantee.
He's making the squad. He's making the squad, I guarantee you.
Yeah. When's Sidney Brown coming back, though? That's another thing, too.
I saw Kempsky talk about he said that he was running fairly. He's like, this is the fastest I've seen him running on the sidelines. He's like, I didn't get to see him stop, but he's like, bro, he's looking super, super quick. I know him and CJ were playing, doing mental reps in the back. But I think
But the one thing I got to tell y'all, just from experience, when you're healing with an injury like that, you're always kind of going to go ahead and look faster, feel great and all that stuff. But when you're in game motion, when you're in actual game, it's something different with the cuts, with the, you know, spinning around and cutting through half the field. It's totally different. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I felt great going into the game after the first inning. Got re-injured. Like, it's the scary thing that's in the back of your mind that happened.
So
you're always going to see a better side of them when they're not actually in the game. But when it's time for game time and you put them in there, it's just like you pray to the God that, you know, they don't get re-injured like in that situation.
ACLs are tricky. But I'm saying Kempsey was raving how good he looked today running. So, you know, obviously, you know, we've been standing for him for a minute.
Man. I'm a big fan.
I
think if he's on the field, he can make some plays.
He was my guy coming out of the Senior Bowl. And then,
just want to see him hit somebody. Mm-hmm.
I just want to see him get his time to shine. CJGJ, it's a shoulder, but they said it's not a long-term injury. So everyone needs to take a chill pill.
It was the
relax.
Basketball shot.
I know the people on the TL right now are talking bad about Chauncey. They say, I knew it. He's injury prone. We should have went somewhere else. We could have, you know, should have got Xavier McKinney. Bro, like, let's.
Never fails.
I know it. When you see that, I put the post out there on our socials. I did, you know, I could have put injury, but I put update. Because I didn't want to, like, clickbait anyone to make you concerned so we can get more clicks. Relax.
A way to keep it positive. I like
relax.
It.
Like, you, with the social, you could really trigger people with your captions, like that. Injury. You know, like, he'll be all right. Okay. Swoop Boys, shout out Swoop Boys. They said Titans signed Adrian Amos.
Mm.
Okay.
Justin Simmons, please come to Philly. You're the missing piece.
People are I don't know where is your level of concern with like injuries right now? Are you guys okay? Like, you know, it's early. Are you
10 being most concerned, 0 being least concerned? I think I'm sitting around a 4 right now. I think that you know, I don't think that as it sits right now, it's going to be any major thing going on. But like I said about Cooper DeJean, you know, there's guys like him that I would like to be getting their developmental reps in at this point in the season.
What's the worst guys, injury?
Huh?
It was like the absolute worst injury you could get in camp.
Yeah.
A hamstring. 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Exactly.
And once you injure it, it's never the same.
And then also, like, now just having the, like, what we were on cloud 9 when CJ GJ came back, but now, like, when you look at the depth chart without him in it, it's thin. So, like, I think that there's just you know, there's some things that are lingering in the back of my mind. I'm not super nervous yet, but it's on my mind.
How much more time does DeJean?
I think like a week or a week and a half or
another
so.
Week or two, right?
Yeah,
like 2 weeks or so. I'm at a 7. I'm beyond with you, and that's just due to the fact that I am. It's just due to the fact, bro. Like, CJ TJ has been hurt every year, ever since he's gotten away from. Was it? He's back in. He was in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
So he got hurt with us.
Just the one
his pec. This guy, he tore his pec last year. He only played 2 games last year. And then this, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, he's going to get hurt. I don't know that. I can't tell. I can't forecast the future. What I'm saying is another safety would definitely benefit us before somebody else. Because this is camp. Anybody goes down, boom, they get signed off the rip. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing I'm just like, all right, I'm kind of concerned about it. You know.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying, bro. But yeah, I'm with Evan. I'm at a 4. You know, you mentioned CJ addressing the injury now. Rather address it now, you know what I mean, he's not, obviously he's the one feeling the discomfort. So he addressed it. He's working on it. You know, DeJean's situation, unexpected. But I mean, like, we're about a week and a half away from him coming back on the field. Other than that, I think, you know, these guys are focused. I think they're playing this smart. And the injury prone is not, I don't see that really affecting us so much this year. You know, the other person, Sidney Brown, like seeing him on the sidelines when we were at the training camp on Monday, he's, you know, you see him still doing like some little stuff here and there. And I mentioned earlier, you know, you're always going to look good when you're not in the actual game. But when it comes to game time, you know, it's something totally different. So I think the more and more time he sees himself out of practice and all that stuff, is nothing wrong with that. I think he's just focusing on really being at the level where he needs to be at to say that he feels great and he can go ahead and actually play. So I'm all good right, with everything you. Right now. So that's why I'm staying at a 4.
4. I'm gonna be 3. I say the one that I'm concerned about. I am concerned about Steen. Just an ankle injury on a guard. Is depending on where that ankle was at. Like, I don't know exactly what grade, if it was a mild sprain or what the level of sprain is, but it's always tricky with sprain. If it was a sprain.
And that, I mean, Daz brings up something that you kind of take for granted in that, like, you know, Kelsey, one of his best abilities was availability. He played friggin' every game. He set the record for most consecutive games played. You know, for the Eagles. So, like, he's absolutely right, is that, you know, we're going to have to get used to people being human again.
Shout out to Neuro Capo. He says, I think people are making too much over the injuries. Guys are getting worked on. I think they have the kid gloves on them. If I'm being honest, line depth is what has me worried.
You see Zeke hurting himself just going through the car wash?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my God, dude, he's going to be it's made of glass over there.
He got banged up in the little section over there.
HR.
PD says Justin Simmons still out there. Is it an echo in the building? It must be an echo.
I honestly thought you were just skipping right there, to be honest.
Mark Bird says, in Bradbury we trust. Mark Berger is a good man.
Is it is weed legal in Oregon?
Happy Dad's birthday, by the way.
Two.
Happy birthday. Bradbury, this is his birthday.
All right, you tell him to your face. You were trying to kick him out off the team like 3-4 weeks ago.
Wow. Listen,
Pete Shift.
I was just emotional. I was just emotional. Thanks, bro.
Yo, my thing is, yo, if you had Bradbury on the team as depth, that's not a bad thing.
We already agreed on it. You're absolutely right. But if I had my way, I'm working on getting
Pete, I don't think you can throw the Jag label on anybody until at least a year in. You got to give me a year.
The thing with Bradbury is like he hasn't really taken any special teams reps like in heights. Like Josh Jobe, as your depth at corner, he's been a star on special teams. So like, if you're going to be a depth guy, you have to play special teams. So I think Josh Jobe's got a spot locked, unless they, you know, feel like trading him. It's funny because Josh Jobe was our CB2 last year.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's crazy to say that. That is
crazy. Crazy.
That's crazy word.
Crazy. But like, just thinking about Friday, we're gonna channel our inner Carl. We got a game on Friday. Getting jacked up. If we're gonna think about players that have something to prove on Friday, name some players that you think have something to prove on Friday. They need to prove something on Friday.
I think one was just brought up, and you saying it, and Anthony Perry talk about Josh Jobe, man. Josh Jobe is, I think, a good cornerback, possibly a trade piece if we're you know, looking at it, because there's a lot of competition that could go on at this cornerback position. I feel like he's kind of just the odd man out, not by him not being good, just the fact that we're so deep at corner. So Josh Jobe is definitely one of those guys that I think needs to have a standout type of game.
PZ says N'Kobe Dean. Daz chimes in with it. Beckton and Steen. PZ also says Dean.
Yeah, I agree with PZ. N'Kobe Dean, I hope he's getting a lot of preseason play, so that way we can just see a different body language out of him. And then, of course, you know, the one thing that we've addressed a lot, that third wide receiver, you know what I mean? A lot of these wide receivers got to go ahead and definitely put their time in and see, you know, who's going to be that main person that's going to go ahead and achieve that third spot.
I'm gonna go Jordan Davis. But you gotta step up. You gotta step up, man. Like he's not even.
You think he's not stepping up right now, though?
I mean, he's having a good game. This is looking cute and pads right now. I need to see this on real live bullets action, blazing glory, ping, ping, ping. No, I didn't want to do that. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the Ganon. Thank you.
People talk about both Huff and Nolan Smith needing to show out or wanting to see something from. I'll tell you another one. Dude, I kind of want Britton Covey to back up the words that have been said about him on this podcast tonight. I wouldn't mind Britton Covey having himself a little game.
Hey, you hopping on the Britton Covey train?
I'm just saying, if he had like 75 yards and a touchdown, that's not a bad performance for Britton Covey.
Hey, we've always been on the train.
All right. Okay? We always. I'm gonna give you one more. Then I'm gonna give you one more. I don't know if he's gonna be able to play because I think he has a growing injury. But Paris Campbell, I need to see something, man. I need to see something. So
I'm gonna go outside the box. Tanner McKee.
What's that?
I think Tanner McKee's.
He's fighting Kenny for that backup spot.
I
right
mean,
now.
The ball placement with Tanner McKee.
That's your brother.
He's been all right, man. I think Kenny Pickett has been a little. He's up and down. He has his moments. But
I'll give you another one. Man, we got to go with my guy Williams, man. Got to go with my Milton Williams. I got to see something. This is it for you. Like, you got to step up.
We're talking about hype trains. That's the guy that's got a hype train going every single year. And it's not like I think he's been bad. It's just that I think that the potential, that the pedestal that people are putting him on, it would be nice to see him live up to that.
I just want to shout out Dave on. For putting Pete Nathan in his place in the comments,
giving up Greenlaw, bro. Didn't he tear his Achilles in the Super Bowl?
They ain't giving up Dre Greenlaw.
There ain't nobody, yo. Put him in the bathroom. Put him in the bathroom.
Yeah. Who else?
Throwing out a Tanner McKee to a Nia Smith TD in the preseason. You guys have any bold predictions?
It's gonna be boring.
I'm gonna buck the system. I'm gonna say
it's vanilla.
Will Shipley, 2 touchdowns.
Will Shipley would be nice to see. I like to see him pop off.
You said it was going to be boring?
I mean, boring for the people that are like, I want to see football back. Like, you know, like, it's just – it's really just about seeing the back-end guys for me, really. You know.
Johnny Wilson's going to have a standout game. I think he's going to be the guy. They're going to definitely go to him, especially in the red zone. He's gonna be the guy in the red zone. They're gonna be throwing that jump.
I would like to see that.
Alley-oops all day.
Now, Mark asked, "Do the Eagles play the stars in the preseason this year?" I think so. Fangio plays that defense. Is it worth it? Would you, if all systems were clear, prime? If wifey was like, "Go ahead, go down to Baltimore, have a good time." Would you get in the car and go? See your preseason game?
Oh, God. Here we go, man.
Not saying I have tickets. I'm just saying, would you? If it was all – would you?
Yeah.
I mean, Ev, would you?
I'll let you go.
Yeah. Day trip, yeah.
You would?
Maybe.
Now that he's getting our approval, you know what I mean? This guy's going to get off the air and go look for tickets.
I was thinking, where do I stand in terms of, like, heading to Baltimore just to on a whim? I'd rather go to New England, stay in a hotel, watch one-on-one practices with New England squad. That I'd pay to go see that.
Then go to Baltimore?
Because I'd rather want to see them joint. I want to see the joint practice.
Well, super close to you, though, right?
Yeah, you I'm saying the joint practices where they actually.
Oh yeah.
This you have to understand. This is a typical Gaelism. He has I know. Would you guys be in on Baltimore? Here's an inch. Let me try and take a mile.
Hey, listen. He put the key in this, and he's trying to rub it up.
I'm trying to see. Hey.
Oh, you said you were in for Baltimore, so I figured you'd be in for.
Are you crazy enough to go to Baltimore? Maybe.
You know, Google Maps gives you options, fastest route. Longest route, he's the longest route.
But, like, Gale.
People have been saying it.
like they've been like talking about like the thud and practice. Yo, if the one-on-ones or the joint practices are the most competitive, then they're more competitive than
the
any
preseason practice. Games for sure.
So I'd rather actually see that, but I tried to pull up. Amanda's like, "You're not going to New England, are you?" I'm like, "No, I'm not." But if I found someone crazy enough to come with me,
look at his face, bro. Man is about to go to Brazil.
I would drive to New England to see that joint practice. I'm telling you, screw the preseason game. I would go for the practice alone. Hey, Prime, who did you need to see something from Friday? Did you name a player that you wanted to see?
Yeah, I mean, I had mentioned N'Kobe Dean and you know the wide receiver of the team,
Wilson. Johnny Wilson.
Yeah, Johnny Wilson for sure. Honestly. I think my eyes are really going to be set on Isaiah Rodgers, man. I'm hoping that he gets a lot of play time in the preseason, just so he can really put that resume out there on what, you know, he's got. And he's been showing a little bit here and there, but I'm really hoping that we see a whole lot of him.
The comments for YouTube, they said, "Hey, Pete, if we do trade for Greenlaw, he will." Davon said he will buy Pete a jersey. So we do have another giveaway that we're going to give away. All you have to do is put "Life is Magic" in the comments. We got a John Dornbos book. Yo, if some of y'all didn't know, and if you're not diehard if you don't know who John Dornbos is, first of all, because special teams people are people too, right? Yeah.
Yes. Special teams people are people too.
Yeah. So he's got a crazy life, bro. I don't know if you heard the backstory to John Dornbos. Crazy. So if you want his book, just put "Life is Magic" in the comments. I know we do have winners from last week. We were giving away two pairs of shades. We could do that later.
Got to do it on YouTube.
YouTube comments. We're trying to get you Facebookers to run over to YouTube and subscribe. So all you got to do is put in "Life is Magic" in the comments to get the John Dornbos book. Primo, we got this book. We got this book at the practice, and Primo and myself looked at each other at the same time. We're like, this is a giveaway.
Yeah, for sure.
You didn't want to change up the comment, like you just went with "Life is Magic."
Life is magic, bro. Come on, life is magic.
Okay, all right.
That's the name of the book, guy.
Okay, no, shout out, "Life is Magic."
Right. Life is magic. See, you can look at him in the comments right now, writing "Life is Magic." There we go.
He was a magician.
Okay. See?
Mm-hmm. No.
There's levels to this, Tim.
My bad.
Magic.
Right now, the comments
are popping. It's a brand name. It's a name I live by.
But yeah, I mean, before we get out of here, we had a great, I'm going to say we had a great week of the preliminary Eagles functions. Going to open practice was pretty awesome. It was hot. I'm talking real hot. So hot that I don't normally
buy. Anybody that wants to take an opportunity to Photoshop that photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you have your shot.
I never buy stuff from the guys outside. They're like, but it was so hot. I needed a hat, so I spent the money.
Yeah, no, it was hot as hell, man. And that is the tough part about those open practices. As fun as they are every year, I mean, it being in August, it's just a scorcher, man. But yeah. We got to go enjoy a nice little meal afterwards until it wasn't a nice meal.
we are not going to say where we went. We went to a restaurant where I'm going to say all of us were hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the food was amazing.
Yeah.
The food was definitely amazing.
Until we saw a roach.
An unexpected guest.
This dude was doing the cucaracha dance.
Climbing up a booth, yeah.
So I'm trying to enjoy my food, but we're like, I had to move my seat.
Yeah, we had unexpected company.
So I look at Ev. That roach is moving. So I said, Ev, do you think we should tell the guy that's sitting there that the roach is? And I was like, I don't want to ruin his moment. Like, his food has been good. So Evan's like, no, man, you got to tell him now, bro. You got to tell him now.
Dude, he was on his way to go jump on the dude's shoulder. Like, he was coming up the back of a booth, and he was going to be going down right onto this guy's shoulder. And I'm like, if that were me, I would like to know.
I'm so just going to tell y'all my experience. I killed my meal. I was hungry as hell. I had a great meal. And I did not move.
Tried to crawl away from it.
I did not move at all because the play-by-play that was coming from Evan, Gail, and Jenna was enough for me. I didn't have to look at all. I was watching the play-by-play because their facial reactions was just off the charts. Off the charts.
So I go up to the guy. I'm like, excuse me, sir, but there's a roach about to crawl on your back. So then he looks back. The roach crawls on his crawls on his shoulder. So he knocks the roach off into his lap. And I'm like, dude, I said. And he was like, just kind of like patting it. Like, I'm like, I thought you would have moved. But that roach was. Yeah, so it was a good time.
Was it like Joe's apartment?
Close enough. Close enough.
I mean, it's just like the open practice, though.
That roach was pissed, man. Y'all fucking up my grind. That's what you say.
I'm not sure if you guys saw that one person at the open practice in a Dallas Cowboy in a Dak Prescott jersey, but I mean, you know, there's always one cockroach that finds its way into a comfortable spot, you know?
As we say, there's always one. I'm not going to call her a cockroach, nowhere near. You know what I mean? This is my people's. You know. I got mad love for her, but no, wait a minute. Wrong one. You don't belong on here saying shit like this, Cynthia. Don't ever do that again.
We don't even acknowledge it.
Yeah, true that.
But not because he's like, Ty was saying you can't tell who's lived in the trenches and who hasn't on the spot. Hey, man, I jumped over a roach the size of a baby shoe at my uncle's
house. I was good, so that's just that's where I came from.
Like the roach had a switchblade, so don't tell me about.
Hey. I bring in full on ground and aerial assaults for ants. I don't do roaches, bro. I don't live with bugs. That's not my thing.
Listen, I find a way to make New Jersey
stop. I will burn that.
I am from Beverly, New Jersey. I grew up with roaches, but I've grown up. Okay, I live in the suburbs now.
Yeah.
I'm not going back.
It's facts. It is facts. I'm with you, Tim. And it's like I was trying to tell them. I was like, yo, even like when I go to PR to visit my family, yo, those things. It's just an everyday thing. Yeah. Like, so my bad that I react the way I did, but yo, these guys, they were like, Jared was almost out of his seat. Three different times.
Oh, I'm with Gail. Gail, would you be?
Yo, and down in Florida, they got flying roaches, so I'm good.
Mm. Ooh.
But talk about flying. We do have a trip coming up to Brazil. If it's too late, because this trip is right around the corner. But if you're looking to go on a trip, there's a couple trips here. The Birds take over in New Orleans, Tampa Bay, New York. In Tampa Bay, Brian Dawkins will be there. Angelo Cataldi will be in New Orleans. The Birds take over New York. We're going to have buses. Cincinnati should be a dope trip. I'm looking forward to the L.A. trip because this is where it gets crazy because I think who doesn't want to party with LeSean McCoy? Mm-hmm. Deshaun Jackson. That'll be kind of cool. Birds take over Dallas. Jeremiah Trotter will be there. We're talking about senior. The Birds take over in Baltimore, and then we have the Birds take over in Washington on December 22nd. So
get those Washington tickets quick too, man, because that one goes crazy. That one, there's like 1,000 people every year that tailgate. It's insane.
The Giants.
The Giants as well. The mm-hmm. Giants as well.
Giants one is, the Giants is crazy.
I mean, what better game to go to, to see Saquon give it right back to them in the place where he started his career at, and the place that pretty much disrespected him this past year. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. I'm definitely looking forward to that one. That one's checked off on my schedule.
Shout out to Warren. He said, I will be in New Orleans. Are y'all going to tailgate? We'll be with Philly Sports Trip. We'll be tailgating with them. But shout out to Warren, man. I bumped into Warren.
Warren G?
Yeah, Warren G. In Seattle. In the most random spot. It's called gum. It's like some gum alley where people stick their gum on a wall in Seattle.
I don't do roaches. I don't do gum walls.
So we're walking through the alley, and I bump into Warren, good old Warren G, and he gave me some gum for being a man.
So, not out of his mouth, right?
No.
You should have expected it down.
So I was literally going through my phone last week, and I found the video of us taking the gum, put it on the wall. Shit is pretty nasty. But if you're scared of gum and like roaches, I don't know. But Ev, you want to go first? You got something you got to say? You got to get off your chest before we get out of here?
Yeah, I guess I do. Now I have something that came to my mind right as you said that. We're an Eagles podcast, but every now and then we will dabble in the other sports. I want to say that there's a lot of Phillies fans that are freaking out right now. And I understand the team's been on a slide recently. But I mean, when the Phillies were at their hottest, there was people that are talking like, oh my God, the trajectory right now, they're projected to win 120 some odd games. That's not going to happen. That's never happened. They were bound to hit a slump. And I think that this team is simply too good, honestly. You just look at the entire Phillies roster. I think the team is too good to not turn it around and get hot again. So I am saying, Phillies fans, stop freaking out. I think we're going to be good.
Prime, I think he disagrees.
Okay, Primo.
Yeah, man. I'm scratching my head for the past week and a half. What the hell is going on? I mean, yeah, you're right. I should have expected a slump to come. But I really did not imagine it to be like this. I'm gonna be honest with you. But it's because you go and pick up Hayes, you go and pick up a key player from the Orioles to bring onto the team, and that was a big boost in that lineup. Where did the bats go? I'm just asking a question. Guy that plays baseball, where the hell did those bats go? Yeah. So it's just crazy. And then the other night we're up 5-0, and we lose it. Just like that. So. Yeah, it's
when the bats go.
I'm going to tell you that I am one that's sitting here I'm not going to say completely worried, but questioning what the hell's going on. I am for sure.
So what's your chest say? With your chest take, Tim?
Man, I want to say this to the Sun. He ain't always got to keep it 100, B. I'm tired of this. It's like 115, 113 every day. He ain't always got to keep it 100, yo. Man, y'all stay cool, and I can't wait till politics commercials is over. That was mine.
Yeah,
I'm tired of it.
What about you, Primo?
Stay with my chest, man.
I don't know, man. It's been a pretty good week because it was my birthday week. Things have been going great. Shout out to again for all the birthday wishes and all that stuff. But I gotta say, I don't have nothing to get off my chest. I'm good.
It's his birthday. He feels like his life is good. I love it.
Nothing is grinding his gears.
Yeah, not right there.
my say with my chest take is I'm gonna say I am super proud of Jordan Spector. Like back in the day, he started his artwork, and then he was at our tailgates. Just mm-hmm. to see the growth. These things are the immortal, timeless legacies. If you get your hands on one, they're not making anymore. So when he makes them, get yours while it's too late. Got Jordan to sign it.
That's cool.
I got Jordan to sign it and BG to sign it. BG was, when I tell you, there's not too many athletes in the city that actually take the time to actually sit down with like the fans and just be real. Mm-hmm. BG took his time with all the fans. It was a cool moment to see, and just to reflect on his career, and to just say, listen to hear him where he's come in his career. We're talking about guys that, you know, we're talking about he was a bust, and here he comes up with the biggest play in Super Bowl history.
Meanwhile, the other guy that people wanted is having threesomes with his brother.
That is wild.
The double Dragon Brothers. But again, not to. It was a great moment. I'm proud of Jordan and the Immortals team that were out there. A lot of fans that were just like pouring their heart and soul out to Brandon. And I that was the first time I got a chance to see Eagle fans actually right next to a player and, you know, what they were saying. So it was a great moment. It was a good night overall, but it was good times. So, any last word before we get at her, Tim?
Shout out to Joey King 1911. You won a t-shirt. Please send us up in the DMs, either all any four of us, to set us up so we can give you that t-shirt. And one thing I will say this, guys, and I know this is media crap, but last year was last year. Forget that shit in the past. Uh-huh. This is a new season. I'm tired of hearing that. I am like, every time you get on like the inside of a reporter, all that, oh, the Eagles, they did the downfall last year. That was in the past. This is the new, brand new Eagles of 2024-25 season, and we here to rock it. You know what I'm saying? Well, so let's go.
Turn the page.
That's love it. Peace out.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Primo?
All right, I'm going to be quick about this because I got quite a bit. I'm going to start off with a shout-out to my baseball team, the Haddonfield Kings. We fell a little short. We got eliminated on Sunday, but listen, man, good things ahead of us. Everybody looking to come back next season. Injury bug got the best of us, got the best of me. 2025 is looking promising, so, you know what I mean, we'll get back to work come January. shout out to my wife, man. My wife put it down this past weekend for my birthday. You know, she took me out to dinner, went to the beach yesterday, cooked me breakfast. I mean, hey, she treats me like she treats me every day, man. So I love you, baby. Thank you very much. You know what I mean, yesterday was a special day. Shout out to you and the kids for making it happen. And, you know, the rest of my family, my brother, my mom, all of them. Shout out to my grandma, who also celebrates her birthday in August. 87 years old, man. God Dang. Bless. I know I got some good genes in that side of the family. So seeing that woman, she's looking to me younger and younger every time, man. I love her to death. Life is great with her in it. So, you know what I mean? I'm blessed to, you know, see that happening. And, you know, big shout out to everybody for the birthday wishes, man. It really means a lot. It goes a long way. You know, I'm having a great week, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean, you guys all play a part of that. So I'm grateful for that, and I appreciate all of you.
Yeah, man. Happy. I hope that it's another happy, healthy year, bro. With a Super Bowl involved.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, as for me, I'm kind of sitting here just – once again, blown away by how quickly time moves, dude. We're sitting here August. We got the Eagles' first preseason game this Friday. We're back. We're fucking back. That the wait always feels like it is so long. After the Super Bowl in February, you look at the calendar and you sit there. you look at the calendar. And, you know, it looks like it feels like, you know, all right, we're looking at you, Sixers, and then baseball. you got to carry me all the way until September. And, you know, that time is finally coming here. We got two paychecks until the Eagles play meaningful football.
I love that. Two paychecks. I love that.
My last word, shout out to Bud Light for holding us down in the tailgates. Shout out to Red Bull for always giving the tailgate wings. Shout out to Concha Hawk Italian Bakery. And this guy, Lowski, man. Lowski Entertainment. This guy cleans up well. You know, he's been holding out our tailgates for the last couple years, man. Shout out to Crafty John for making those dope-ass chains. If you didn't get one, get one. Shout out to – who am I missing? I'm missing someone. Shout out to Jesse Wines for doing these crazy graphics for the tailgate.
Stop whining.
Stop whining, Jesse. But we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles.